Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. Once upon a time, there was WOXY.
97X, the future of rock and roll.
97X, bang, the future of rock and roll.
Then, there was WNKU.
Be who you are, love where you live, feet on the ground, head in the sky, know it's okay. You're already home, and no one can take that away. One last time, this is Aaron Sharp. You're listening to 105.9 WNKU. This must be the place.
Now, I'm super excited to help make the announcement that, in partnership with 91.7 WVXU and Cincinnati Public Radio, Radio Artifact is bringing local, independent radio back to the FM airwaves. Beginning at noon on Tuesday, June 5th, Radio Artifact will begin broadcasting on WVXU's HD2 signal. It will also be available for live streaming at the WVXU website and from our mobile app. As a fan of local music, I'm overjoyed that the people at Urban Artifact in Northside have worked to showcase the talented musicians that perform in and around Cincinnati and help provide them with a new opportunity to represent this community. I had the pleasure of speaking with Tyler and Jeremy Moore of Radio Artifact to find out more. I'm joined by Tyler and Jeremy Moore from Radio Artifact. If you could just take a minute, tell us about who you are and what role do you play at Radio Artifact.
All right. I'm Jeremy Moore. I am the personnel coordinator at Radio Artifact. I've set up most of the programming at Radio Artifact, ranging from anything from five-minute nature shows to musicians interviewing musicians. And I kind of handle getting artists set up to play like at the radio station, either live or pre-recorded.
Hello, I'm Tyler Moore. I am the assistant station manager for Radio Artifact. I kind of handle the daily operations, wrangle up our scheduled program DJs, and make sure everything's in order.
I guess the whole reason you're here, we'll just dive right into it. Radio Artifact is now joining the Cincinnati Public Radio family, and we are going to partner with you to help bring good local music back to the airwaves, and we're really pleased to have you on board. I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I guess, how Radio Artifact began as a project.
Originally, Scott Devin, who was the sound engineer for Radio Artifact and Urban Artifact, we all got together in our weekly meetings, and Scott had originally had the idea planned for like a future release through the brewery if the music thing went very well. And it just so happened that things were going really good, and we started talking about it and trying to get like a pirate radio station together. And we pretty much just did it from scratch, just read up a lot online, met up with a lot of people in the Cincinnati radio scene, and kind of tried to get a good guidance of how to get a good root in the ground for it. And I think we started around paving the way last July or so, and then we launched in October, and it's been a great experience.
Now, it's fair to say that this is sort of an after effect, I guess you'd say, of the loss of WNKU. NKU obviously held a very important role here in town, providing a venue for local artists, and when it went away, a lot of folks were really heartbroken, and so you stepped in to fill that role.
I mean, when it happened, we were just kind of already talking about doing it. And a lot of people would talk about us kind of when we did step in of filling that void. And that's it's a really hard thing to measure up to because, you know, WNKU's been around forever. It was my number one on my presets for the longest time when it was around. So it's a tremendous loss to the music community in Cincinnati. But at the same time, with their ultimate demise, it kind of did allow a smaller, more independent place like us to have a good ground to sprout out of. I'm still very sad about it, but very excited to bring a new kind of vision of what radio can be.
You currently have also a feed on AM radio, is that correct?
Yes, 1660.
It was a big part of the whole launch was to actually have a signal, and it didn't reach too far, just around a couple blocks in Northside, but we thought that just for putting everything together from scratch over like a 2-month time period, that was just, we wanted that to just, for us and for everybody else around town to be able to like, hey, we did something, tune in, listen to your community, because a lot of the music community lives in Northside. It's really cool to kind of give back to the artists that put a lot of time and effort into creating music.
I'm really glad to hear you say, talking about the community, because you really are serving the community. And now with this partnership with Cincinnati Public Radio, it's allowing what you're already producing to reach a broader audience, because obviously there's local music fans all over the greater Cincinnati area. And I want to ask you to talk a little bit about the local music that you do program on Radio Artifact.
A lot of our shows, our programming, I'd say a good 60, 70% of it is musicians either having their own show where they showcase music that they really enjoy or showcasing other local musicians. We've put out a lot of campaigns through like social media and word of mouth to send in your music to Radio Artifact if you're a local artist so we can get you on there. And it's just being in a band, Tyler and I are both in a band ourselves. And the first time we heard ourselves on the radio a few years back, it was like a very, very meaningful moment in our lives because we'd put so much work into something, and to hear it like on the airwaves when everybody else can also hear it, it's a very good feeling. So bringing that to other people is really rewarding in itself.
Do you happen to remember the first song that you played as Radio Artifact?
It was actually a Go Go Buffalo song.
Sure was. That's the band that he mentioned that we're in.
It was Poison Patrol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a bit about the programming and how it works. Is it broken up into hourly blocks, two-hour blocks, where folks come in and provide content?
We have around 30 scheduled programs. Most of them range from an hour long. And like he said, they're very specialized, and it's a very eclectic mix. We have a few that range up to 3 hours. We have everything from... there's a gentleman who spins nothing but rarity vinyls for 2 hours, and it's a trip to watch him even do it. And then it ranges into, like he said, musicians interviewing musicians, straight talk. We have a conspiracy talk show hour, which is super fun.
And you also talked about having live performances.
Yeah, so we're working on some things in the radio room itself to have the room be more kind of like an NPR Tiny Desk concert kind of thing, where you have a band perform a couple songs and we cut them up for you and mix it there in the room. We've been working on that since the get-go as well. We've had a couple bands come in and play live on air, and it's went really well. So we're going to just keep trying to build on that and get more people interested in doing something like that, because the reach that we've gotten with bands who are interested so far has just been astronomical. And now with the switch, I feel like that's just going to bring more people out and wanting to express themselves. So we want to definitely give them an outlet to do that.
Since you've been starting this project, Radio Artifact, which I guess we have to say for those who, for whatever reason, might not know, it's basically a radio station started in a brewery.
Yeah.
I want to ask, what lessons do you think you've learned in the past few months that you've been doing this?
Oh, boy.
Anything can happen in radio, and you have to be on your toes every single day, even when you're off the clock. I mean, granted, I live 2 blocks from the station, which is a blessing in itself, but I have to hustle down there for, you know, some things, and that's fine. So I've learned anything happens in radio, always be on your toes, always be prepared.
I'd say patience being a virtue is one of the biggest lessons I've learned so far, just from doing all the interviews for all the programming shows and trying to reach out to bands for music. And it's just like a very tedious process that you have to be patient with people, and you have to allow yourself to be just as friendly as you can be if you get frustrated, just because you have to know that you're doing something for a greater good.
Well, you're obviously expanding now, growing, getting better. What's on your wish list still for Radio Artifact?
Oh, boy.
This desk right here. It's a wonderful shape.
Yeah, we do. We have a desk on our guest wish list. My wish list really is for it to expand out of Cincinnati as well, getting bands that are regional to notice the station and what it can bring to the music community at large, because we definitely don't want to just limit ourselves to Cincinnati, even though that's where we're based and that's where we're going to put most of our time and effort towards fostering our music community here. But there's a lot of good music communities outside of Cincinnati that are just starving for something like this. And I hope that maybe we could be a prototype for, you know, another city that wants to kind of rise up and take their community to the next level.
We did talk briefly about WNKU, but we also for many years had WOXY in the greater Cincinnati area that stood as a beacon for an independent music for many years. Mm-hmm. And I think that could be definitely a goal to aspire to.
Oh, for sure. Just getting it started and having the good reception so far has been a blessing, and it feels very rewarding. We just want to keep it going and get our foot on the ground and just run for it.
You've been doing this for a few months now. Do any moments stand out as this was really like a magical moment that I'm so glad I was there to be a part of?
I originally started out with a program on Radio Artifact. I was a musician interviewing a musician, and I strived to get some of the bigger bands and the regional bands, and I interviewed this one group from Columbus. Our band has been around for 4 years or more, and we've learned a lot on the way, but it was just so eye-opening that you can learn something from another person, I guess, and I use that a lot with our band to that day, so that was a little personal experience that really just, this is great. I love doing this.
Mine would be, honestly, we were out in the parking lot the day that we turned the on-air on, and we got in the car and turned on 1660 and heard it coming through, so that was very paramount for me. And I guess the other one would probably be getting Ken Haynes on to Radio Artifact from WNKU, just because he is a fountain of knowledge when it comes to all things Cincinnati music, Chicago music. He's been around for so long and has so many stories that you could really learn from. And he helped me a lot to better grasp the idea of really getting into radio.
One thing that we did not talk about yet is the collection of podcasts that you offer. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So we do archive a lot of our shows, and we have a good handful of people that will listen to every single one. And like I mentioned, we have about 30 programs. We've been up since October. That's a lot of time that people dedicate listening to. So, I mean, you can go to our website and you can listen to our archives of our podcasts that we do. But I just find it so interesting that I screen all the shows. So I'm right there listening to them. But as a listener that doesn't work for the station, you know, that's a lot of dedication of your time and your patience. And I have to thank you guys for that. That's fantastic.
Well, let's finish this up with talking about the details. Radio Artifact broadcasts on AM radio.
Right, 1660 AM.
It's now broadcasting on WVXU HD2.
Right.
Tell us about your website, how people can find you there.
You go to radioartifact.com, and we will have a whole spread of descriptions of the shows we have. We'll have a live button where you could tune in.
And then lastly, if there are local musicians, local artists, local creators in this area that want to find that magic moment like you had to hear their music on the radio for the first time, what do they do?
They could go to radioartifact.com, or they can send an email to tyler@radioartifact.com or jeremy@artifactbeer.com. Make sure they are MP3, FCC friendly, no cursing, your potty mouth. If it sounds good enough to be on the radio to you, it'll probably be good enough to be on the radio for us.
Well, Tyler, Jeremy, I'm really glad you took the time to come in and meet with me and sit down and talk about this new venture for you and for Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm looking forward to a really great partnership. And again, I said it before, I can't say it enough. I'm so happy to hear local music back on the radio in Cincinnati. Thank you, guys.
Oh, thank you for having us. Thank you so much.
Radio Artifact broadcasts on 1660 AM and 91.7 FM HD2. You can also listen online at radioartifact.com and wvxu.org. For links to more information about HD Radio, Radio Artifact, and upcoming events at Urban Artifact, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. The theme music for this episode is by Scott Holmes and comes from the Free Music Archive. Find out more at freemusicarchive.com. You can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. Until next time.